Very excited to talk to our next guest, the Red King, Rory McDonald, join us here. We're at Sanford MMA in Deerfield Beach, my hometown, so it's very exciting to be here. Rory, how long have you been down in South Florida now, man? Is this a recent move for you?
I came down here at the start of February.
Okay, so how have you liked living in South Florida, getting ready? This is, I imagine, much different than getting ready in Canada.
Yeah, it's been great. The weather's obviously nice. Came down here because of the freedom, able to train, and you know, the great guys here at Sanford MMA. So it's been a great time preparing for my fights. I feel like they've gotten me physically, mentally ready for my fights. So I'm really happy with it.
Has there been one thing aside from the weather, because everybody always says the weather, is there one thing about South Florida that you have loved above all else living here so far?
Yeah, their outlook on the whole COVID situation and not having to put a mask on, and you know, that we can go to stores and live our life free.
It's been nice. It's been nice being a little bit more open like that, for sure. Yeah. So you got the tournament starting up, coming up August 13th at the Hard Rock. So you're going to be getting to fight locally down here in South Florida, which is really, really cool. What has this opportunity in PFL been like for you, man? You've been a star in UFC, you've been a star in Bellator. You're one of the faces now of PFL. What does it mean to you to be, you know, a guy who's made his way through organizations, has had a lot of success in different organizations, and what do you hope that translates to with PFL?
Well, I'm here to, you know, show that I'm the best in the world in every fight I go in. So I want to express myself fully. I want to go in, fight hard with no regrets, and, you know, show that I'm the best.
Your last fight, thought you won.
Thank you.
Just to get that out of the way. Do you, when you have something like that happen, do you still take it going into camp as a loss because it's on your record? Like, do you have, I don't know if you take losses and wins like differently when you go into training, or when you feel like you got screwed by the judges, like does it change your mentality in any way, or is it just pure frustration because of you feeling you got the win and people didn't, and three people didn't see it the right way?
Honestly, in my heart, I think of it as a win, you know. Obviously, it's not on my record, but like with the support I had from the public, like I've had decision losses in the past where, you know, I disagree, but I could see it, you know, how it went that way.
Yeah.
This one, or even just frustrated with certain referee calls, and it was a close fight because of, you know, the referee I had, whatever, you know, I'll take that loss, you know, mentally. But, you know, in my heart, not that I need to be outspoken about it, but I feel like I've very clearly won that fight. So I carry that in my, you know, my heart that, you know, I won that fight, you know, but it's going to be a permanent blemish on the record, unfortunately.
This gym in particular, it's kind of been like it's a beautiful facility. It's been kind of a lot of formations in different locations with Henry Hooft and the whole crew that's kind of gone all over South Florida. Mm-hmm. What have you taken from this, like a new experience in a new gym like this and a crew that's been pretty tight-knit for the most part? Have you liked that? Has it been nice being amongst new blood, and do you find yourself picking up new things, new ways of training, or do you keep things pretty much how you've been doing it your whole career and they adapt to you?
Well, they have definitely a different training mentality, training schedule. They train different skills and like styles. So I think that was really good for me to break up my rhythm that I was used to, that old mold that I've done for years and years. So it was good for me to get out of my comfort zone, and they've been able to push me and make me a better fighter.
Did you ever, when you came to the gym, did you have any interaction with Robbie Lawler? You guys have one of the all-time classics.
Yeah.
People think it's one of the greatest fights of all time, one of the greatest title fights of all time.
Thanks.
What was that like?
I've spoke with Robbie before, but he's always, he's a very down-to-earth, calm, chill guy, so easy to get along with. So, yeah, me and Robbie chat every now and again, and to be honest, it's our conversations is like we never fought. You know?
Really?
Yeah, it's just, you know, regular guys.
Because that's wild. Like, it's one of those things. I think people watch that and they almost think it's like a movie, but that is, you know, a real piece of you guys, like, that'll always be remembered. And it never comes up with you guys?
We've never spoke about it.
Wow. That's pretty wild, man. Yeah. One day, when the fighting is over, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Is it hard fighting away from your family? Is that something you typically do in camps, or have you liked, you know, getting to separate and just kind of go and, like, I don't know, Rocky IV mode. You're in your own little hub getting ready for fights.
It's difficult. You know, it's not something I've done a lot of, especially for this amount of time. But I think it's needed, you know. Family, small children, it's a lot to manage both, you know. It's a lot of work to do fighting, it's to go back and forth. It could be, you know, it could be a lot on the plate. And when, you know, I'm separated from them, it hurts my heart. It sucks when, you know, you're thinking about them. But on the opposite side, this way I could focus in, put in the hard work, and, you know in my heart when I go into these training sessions and into this fight that I'm doing it for them. And, you know, I'm not just going in tippy-toeing into this fight, you know, just to get through it. I'm going in there to win and fight hard.
Well, we appreciate you giving us some time, man. August 13th, check out Rory McDonald, ESPN2, as PFL starts up their playoffs, taking on Ray Cooper. You guys can check that out. I hope they let some people in at the Hard Rock. I don't know what the deal is there yet, but if they do, and you're down here in South Florida, go check Rory out, because that's going to be a hell of a show. He always puts on a hell of a show. And we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.